T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's bring in Corey Gaynor. We got ran a little bit behind here, but so we thank him for waiting with us. Corey, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. All right, so your home opener coming up on Saturday. You got to be excited to get back to Hard Rock Stadium, right, for this home opener.
No doubt. I cannot wait to be in Hard Rock Stadium with all the Canes fans.
It's also easier for the family to get to that place as well, is it not?
Oh yeah, 35-minute drive. They'll be there.
Oh, good.
What's it? What's it been like for you the first 2 weeks? Two hard-fought games. Had a chance to win both at the end. I know, a little bit disappointing, but take us through some of your emotions of the last 2 weeks.
We're working our tails off, and unfortunately, both of those games did not go in our favor. But I hope we're showing every fan, every family member, every alumni out there that we're going to be willing to fight, and that's what this new change is about. It's a culture shift, and it's going to take time. People say Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're working every single day to change this thing around.
Corey, tell me what it's like to have the responsibility of having Ja'Kai Clark right next to you with his first start. And then, of course, you're always – everybody on that offensive line is waiting for your signal, but also Zion Nelson. And put people at ease, because I see what they're going to be, and I know you do as well. But talk about the responsibility and then the potential of those two guys.
For the responsibility aspect, I love it. I love putting my energy into other guys. I love bringing other guys along with me. Because that's the true one of the true characteristics of being a leader, is bringing somebody else along. And yeah, Ja'Kai and Zion, both two true freshmen starting on the Miami Hurricanes offensive line, both very intelligent men, and both truly hard workers that I love working and grinding with every single day. They're going to be really special.
How is Jaren Williams doing for you?
Jaren, he's doing a great job. I love Jaren. You could see why he's our guy through these 3 weeks that we just had. Jaren is a leader. He's a great teammate.
You know, I get a kick out of watching Coach Barry, and he's an excellent offensive line coach. He, as you know, and I want you to explain to us how much he focuses on technique. But I think what is nice to see is his grasp of the entire offense and how he can relate it to his offensive linemen.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Barry is fantastic. I've said that since spring. I've learned a lot from him. And like you said, his grasp of the whole offense, I know coverages better than I ever did. I know blitzes when they're coming. I'm even learning some of the wide receivers' routes, so I know how long to block sometimes. So he's done a great job of teaching the entire offensive line, and we're glad to have him here.
A huge. It's got to be nice for your whole group to know that Coach Barry was in the National Football League for 4 years before he just showed up here, you know, in January, so to speak, and that what he's the techniques he's teaching is what he used when he taught the most elite football players in the world that play your position.
Yes, that's something that sticks with the guys a lot. It's something that sticks with me a lot, because our pregame warm-up, I watched the Jacksonville Jaguars do the same pregame warm-up we did in preseason, so that was very exciting to see that we're getting a feel of what it's like to be at the next level.
You know, I thought Don and I were talking about this before we came on, but I thought one of the more impressive drives the other night, maybe most impressive of the year, after Cam Harris's long run was called back, you guys still scored on that drive. That's hard to do. it's hard to have a touchdown drive called back and then jumpstart it and score again, which is what you did.
Yeah, obviously that holding penalty, which I don't think was holding. It was just a great block by DJ Scaife. But, yes, that's definitely hard, having that run get called back. But that's what we're built for here. That's what Coach Feely, that's what all the offseason training was for, was to continue to press on, continue to push through, continue to fight. And we obviously went down there and scored, which was amazing. It was electric.
Let's spend a minute on Coach Feely. Now, he's a strength and conditioning coach. He came in, was one of the – actually, I think was one of the first hires, if not the first hire of Coach Diaz. And I just watch him every day at practice, and, heck, he energizes me. But what he's done to this football team and changed the energy and the mindset is simply amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a complete cultural shift. Coach Feely is amazing, and I'm glad I get to work out with him every day. I'm glad the guys get to work out with him every day. He's truly been a blessing to this program, and he holds everybody to the same standard, so there's no sugarcoating anything with him. And I'm glad he's here.
Corey, you have Bethune coming in. Obviously, they're a little bit below. Their program is a division below. But as we talked about with Coach Diaz, in today's college football, you better respect all of your opponents, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. We're going to come in with a mindset just like it's any other game, if not even the attention to detail is even more. We need to start fast, we need to execute better, and we need to play better as Miami Hurricanes. That's what this week is all about, is making the Hurricanes better. We're not really focused on too much of the other things besides ourselves.
Let's spend a minute on the run game. Everybody wants to talk about touchdown passes and completions and RPOs, and even though that's a little bit of the run game, but I'm just talking downhill, a physical approach when you've got the fullback and the tight ends and everybody's involved. When that gets working, I don't think for an offensive lineman there's any better feeling in football than that.
You're exactly right, and that's what the offensive line we live for. That's what we try to embrace. That's what we try to do. We try to dominate. We try to run down people's throats, and we're working on that as a unit to be able to say that we're a physical group, and we showed flashes of that on North Carolina, but we're back to work this week. We're going to be back to work tomorrow morning, and we're just going to keep getting better. That's all we're going to do, is just keep getting better.
We talked about DJ a little bit, but the guy we forgot to bring up is Navon Donaldson. Now, this is the big man on the offensive line. He's played tackle, he's played right guard, and he really seems to have settled in and found a comfortable spot at left guard.
Yeah, no doubt. Having Big Von next to you is a real good thing. He's got my back. He's got Jaron Williams' back. He's got Zion's back. He's just a big protector, and he's the most experienced guy on our offensive line. So, with the most starts, obviously, but he's definitely great to have, and he's a great teammate and a great friend of mine.
All right, so with the game on Saturday, Corey, how many family and friends coming down from the Parkland area?
Probably about six people. But there'll be plenty watching at home.
Okay. All right, very good. You've done a great job on this show. It was good to see you, by the way, this afternoon. You and DJ get the class on time? I saw you there at the bus stop.
Yes, sir. Yes, we did.
Yeah, all right. I could tell your mom and dad that you got the class on time. You were right there at the bus stop ready to go.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, man. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Take care. That's Corey Gaynor joining us.
Joe, I love him. I mean, he plays the game. He plays the game perfectly, mentally. Just the way he attacks it. And I don't think anybody ever realizes when they're watching the game, when you see him start pointing out, he's talking to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's setting it for the whole offensive line. He's the question and answer guy. He gets every question, every answer. He is as brilliant a guy that I have seen play that position ever. He's just handles it from top to bottom. And plus, he's got the right kind of attitude. I mean, he's a nice, polite young man here, but, I mean, he'll rip your throat out on Saturday.
I have to laugh because, like I said, I'm walking today through the parking lot, and he and DJ are there.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there with their little, you know, their backpacks on.
Backpacks on, yeah.
No helmet.
No.
You know, getting ready to get
two
on the school bus.
Two chubby little kids getting on a school bus. Yeah, no. Don't. Both of those, you know, it's a perfect example. How they are off the field, right? And then when it comes game time now, DJ will horn you. We saw that on the telestrator with Coach Diaz on his show. But Corey, I'm gonna make sure that young man gets three year captain here.
I'm gonna talk about that telestrator deal with Coach Diaz later here tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.